at 4 points, and the NASDAQ adding 77. This is SRN News.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. We've helped over 30,000 families out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. If your timeshare agreement goes on forever, if you were told timeshares are a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, you have questions, we have the answers. At Wesley Financial Group, we're dedicated to helping timeshare owners get out of their financial nightmare. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call now for your free timeshare exit information kit. 800-256-5533. That's 800-256-5533. 800-256-5533.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Some much cooler air is funneling into the state, which means some cool days and some cold nights ahead. Today's high temperature in the upper 60s is way below normal for this late in the season. A little breezy, good bit of sun. Tonight, mostly clear and chilly. Overnight low temperature falls to about 43. I think we'll be in the upper 60s again on Thursday and Friday with lots of sun. In fact, the nights on Thursday and Friday night will fall to the upper 30s. Then a little warmer over the weekend. From the National Tropical Weather Conference, this is Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Webb Bobo with Capital Tractor. Make this spring your most productive yet with our package deal on Kubota's L2501 DT tractor with front loader, 5-foot cutter, and box blade, and 20-foot trailer at special spring savings. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
1819 News.
Over a dozen subpoenas have been issued by the Morgan County District Attorney's Office in an effort to find out who leaked the body camera footage of an officer-involved shooting in Decatur that killed Stephen Perkins. 1819 News aired that footage on its website last week. Now 19 people are being subpoenaed over the matter. They're being asked to appear at an April 8th hearing on a case that is underway against former officer Mac Marquette. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
I'm Amy Beth Shaver with Alabama Unfiltered Radio, and when I need the news, and I need it fast, I turn to Andrea Tice and the Daily Detail. On my way in, it is the most convenient, best way for me to digest what's going on so that I can use it for our show. She tells you what's going on in Alabama that day, first and fast. So listen to the Daily Detail with Andrea Tice. Don't miss out.
The Daily Detail is available wherever podcasts are found.
Police in Montgomery are investigating a shooting that occurred on Tuesday afternoon. One man was injured by gunfire. His wounds are life-threatening. The shooting occurred outside of the Eastdale Mall. Police in Northport are searching for suspects who used a stolen vehicle to break into a pawn shop and then steal the guns inside. The stolen vehicle was driven into the front door, giving access to the thieves. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives is a federal agency also looking into this case. And investigators in Guntersville have connected a jewelry store robbery to the abduction of two women from Brighton on the same day. Jonathan Banks and Andre Bergen were arrested in Birmingham in connection to both events, but only after an hours-long standoff occurred between the men and police. They were tracked down to a home in Birmingham by the FBI. Several local and federal law enforcement agencies were involved in that standoff. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
This is former Alabama Supreme Court Justice Glenn Murdoch. Alabama is a great place to live and work and raise our families because Alabamians are a good people of faith and traditional values. But a huge gambling bill in Montgomery would change our culture forever. 10 massive casinos bringing more crime to our big cities and small towns. Highly addictive cell phone betting and the state selling the lie of lottery riches to the poor and most vulnerable. With all that's wrong in the world, This is no time to give up on our traditional values in Alabama. Call and ask your senator to be the leader you elected them to be. To stand strong and vote no on gambling and keep Alabama a great place to live and work and raise our families. Thank you.
Call your senator at 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. Paid for by Eagle Forum, Alabama.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views. In the afternoon, I'm Joey. He's Eddie.
How you doing, Joey?
Doing all right. And as promised, this is from Wallet Hub.
Okay.
So Uncle Sam takes his cut of our past year's earnings every April. I usually file an extension, probably going to get it done this month. We'll see.
All right. Go, brother.
You know, but I've learned just don't lie to the IRS. Like, I thought I was in bad with a few grand. I was behind one year. And somebody's like, oh, man, I've owed them like 40, 60 grand for a decade.
Right. Don't sweat the small stuff.
Right. If you lie to them, you're probably going to be in trouble. Yeah. Like, that's when you can end up in jail, in prison. But it's got to be a lot of lying to them. If Joey Diaz can stay out of prison.
Hunter Biden.
Yeah, well, so many other big names, of course, have skirted on that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But, and since the tax code is so complicated, it's hard for the average bear to tell how they'll be impacted.
Very true.
One simple ratio known as the quote-unquote tax burden helps cut through the confusion. Unlike tax rates, which vary widely based on an individual's circumstances, tax burden measures the proportion of total personal income that residents pay towards state and local taxes. It isn't uniform across the U.S. either. To determine the residents with the biggest tax burdens, Wallet Hub compared the 50 states based on the cost of three types of taxes: property taxes, individual income taxes, and sales and excise taxes as a share of total personal income in the state. So here are some of the big headline findings.
Hey, where's that Bible tax fall, by the way?
That'd be a sales excise tax. Maybe it's a sin tag.
Got to wonder.
Like, oh, you're buying a Bible, you sinner.
In California, I could see it, but not here.
Especially when you're buying one of those Trump Bibles.
It's on the way, by the way.
Yeah, I bet he puts from the rough. New York has the highest overall tax burden.
Makes sense to me.
While Alaska has the lowest.
No state tax.
Well, and they have the oil sharing, revenue sharing program.
Yeah, they have the permanent fund program, yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's a really good deal.
Maine has the highest property tax burden, while Alabama has the lowest.
Yeah. I would think California would have a bigger property.
California has the highest individual income tax burden, while seven states, including Texas, Florida, and Washington, have the lowest. They have no income tax, right?
Yeah.
Washington has the highest sales and excise tax burden. Washington State, really? While New Hampshire has the lowest.
Didn't see that one coming.
And of course, red states have a lower tax burden than blue states on average. But when you look into this, you're like, well, Alabama has the lowest property taxes, so we're doing great.
Depends on how you look at that, Joe.
Well, I'm looking at the overall rankings where they give you the total tax burden, property tax where that ranks, income tax where that ranks, sales excise tax where that ranks. So the number one tax state is New York, followed by Hawaii, Vermont, Maine, California, Connecticut, the nutmeg state, Minnesota, Illinois, New Jersey, and Rhode Island. That's the top 10 tax states.
Couple of them I can see. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm surprised Massachusetts isn't in there.
Give them a minute.
Yeah, they'll show up eventually.
Right.
But now let me go down the list. Let's see, where is Alabama on overall burden? Alabama is number 38
in the overall burden. Mm-hmm. Out of 50.
Out of 50. So we're not doing too bad.
That's not too bad.
But here's what happens. We have the top, like, I'm considering top, lowest is the top. Like, I want no taxes.
Yeah.
So Alabama is ranked number 50th in terms of tax burden when it comes to your property taxes. We have the lowest in the land. But we're number 34 when it comes to income taxes. And we're number 9. We're in the top 10 when it comes to sales excise taxes. That's what keeps us more middle of the pack here.
That doesn't surprise me. Grocery tax on there too, right?
So who is less taxed than Alabama? Let's look at that. Montana, less taxed than Alabama.
Ain't nobody there.
South Carolina.
Wow, that's
fascinating.
Yeah.
But they're kind of middle of the pack on every single one.
Income. They just run middle of the road.
Yeah. Right. Nevada, less taxed than Alabama. Oklahoma, less taxed than Alabama. North Dakota, South Dakota, both. Delaware.
That seems strange.
It's a little fishy.
Yeah.
There's something going
Somebody
on
Somebody just
there.
Put that name
Delaware.
In there.
Isn't that where all those places incorporate to?
Yes, and that's also Biden's country, isn't it not? Yeah, I think somebody slipped that one in.
Tennessee, though, less taxed than us.
Yeah.
Which, now you're starting to look at Alabama's neighbors, and it's like, well, Tennessee's kicking some butt right
How
now.
How are they doing on their education, too?
I don't know. Florida, less taxed than Alabama.
No state tax.
Wyoming, less taxed than Alabama. New Hampshire, and then, of course, Alaska. So, I think we can do better. We should be, like, one of the least taxed states.
It drives me crazy, though. I mean, they on the taxes, you always add more, right? And, like, on the grocery tax, we talked about, hey, we'd like to have a little bit off. They don't make rules when they add taxes, but they make a lot of rules when they're going to take one off.
And that's, they certainly do.
And then we're talking about lottery and other things. And one time I never heard of, hey, if we get these gambling bills, we'll be able to reduce some of the tax burden. Never heard that one time.
Well, I think we need to have a lower overall tax burden than any of our neighbors. Right now, actually, Mississippi's like the 19th most taxed place. Massachusetts is
20th. That's ironic.
That's crazy that Mississippi's that heavily taxed.
Taxing poor people just...
Yeah, man.
You're kind of stuck in that cycle.
Right. So, but we got to get lower than Tennessee and Florida because we're already lower than Mississippi and Georgia.
They both got gambling, too.
Right. Man, Mississippi, I didn't know it was that bad. That's rough. Huh. I just don't like taxes at all, honestly.
I know, but if there's not much there to tax, you really doesn't do you any good to tax the crap out of people because you're going to force them out or just force them to become dependent on the state.
Well, maybe that's the plan. The man's trying to keep everybody down.
Joey, I think you nailed it there, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Trying to keep him down, getting his bad education while he's drinking that cool water.
Yep.
Leaving us with this swill. 272-9228. Do you think we should cut taxes more in the great state of Alabama? I do.
I do. I think there's definitely room for it.
Yeah. Though, I don't think you're ever going to get an increase in the property taxes around here statewide. You might get local millage increases and stuff.
Yeah. The only way you could statewide if you bargained with one other tax and you brought up that. But I think that's the only way you'll get it.
And honestly, I don't like any taxes, but property tax makes a little more sense than income tax.
Yes, it does.
And a sales tax, I think, makes more sense. I would like to see no income tax.
I would, too. I'd like to be
income tax is just straight up immoral.
Yep, I do, too.
But, you know, you can make the case that a sales tax is more like a use tax to go directly to certain things. You could say the property, big property owners have more to protect, and thus they're relying on the government more. But at the end of the day, it'd be nice if we just, you know, worked as a voluntary society, not constantly pretending like, oh, we have a functioning society because some people are allowed to prey on others.
And that's something that shocked me in Alaska when I moved up there, just a teenager. Mm. But the whole permanent fund dividend, and it's revenue made off the oil investments, and it changes every year. But not only do they not charge you income tax and state tax, they give you money back. And it's per family member. So if there's five of you get a check. And the economy, it comes out in about November, the economy is built around that. You start seeing permanent dividend sales and all that kind of thing. So if a state like that can do that, and it's not incredibly populated, granted they've got oil revenue and that kind of thing, but I don't understand why other states can't do the same.
Now let's jump into politics.
Yeah. Let me get my boots.
Brand new Wall Street Journal poll. Trump leads Biden in 6 of 7 swing states.
That's surprising.
Real Clear Politics average shows Trump leading Biden by 7 points in Georgia with Kennedy, West, and Stein in the race.
I know,
dude, they are worried about RFK Jr.
Yeah, well, they should be.
Whatever we mean by they.
They should be.
Definitely worried about him. And you're right, they should be. But Political Playbook really jumped out this morning. Mm-hmm. It's their, like, morning newsletter. They're worried about this Nebraska threat. I believe the Nebraska governor is throwing his support behind this idea. Nebraska is this thing where it's based on congressional district. It's how the Electoral College votes are divvied up.
Okay.
So usually the entire state goes red except for the city, Omaha, goes blue.
Okay.
And now it's only, I think, one electoral vote, but that can make a big difference when you're talking about how tight this race is going to be.
Could.
So the governor has, and the Republicans there are trying to say, no, we're going to say winner take all, whoever takes the state gets all the state's electoral votes. We're not breaking up by congressional district.
And that's somewhat normal? Am I missing
that's
something?
Most places, yeah, yes. Okay. So we'll see.
Because I would rather see it that way than go the other way.
We'll see. You just never know, folks. You never know. But, you know, speaking of RFK Jr.
Yeah.
He's now claiming that they edited his interview to make it look like he was saying Biden was more of a threat to democracy than Trump. That CNN edited the video, the way they cut it together.
I don't know if they did or not, but I would not be surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised at all. But here he is. Oh, look, Chris Cuomo landed on his
CNN,
feet.
MSNBC, they won't have me on. CNN had him on last night. And clearly, this was an interview about making him look a certain way. And here's what happened.
When people talk about the threat to democracy that Trump poses, do you really think that that is an equal evil to Biden?
I can make the argument that President Biden is a much worse threat to democracy. And the reason for that is President Biden is the first candidate in history, the first president in history that has used the federal agencies to censor political speech, so to censor his opponent. The greatest threat democracy is not somebody who questions election returns, but a president of the United States who used the power of his office to force the social media companies, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, to open a portal and give access to that portal to the FBI, to the CIA, to the IRS, to CISA, to NIH, to censor his political critics.
So, the headlines read, Bobby Kennedy thinks Biden bigger threat than Trump. Is that fair? Robert F. Kennedy Jr. here is to make the case for himself. I told you to be careful what you wish for. Here's one thing we know for sure. The Biden administration is not giving you security today, not after that interview. Do you want people to believe that you think that President Biden has done more objectionable things vis-a-vis our democracy than former President Trump did in the aftermath of the last election?
No, as you heard, Chris, what I said was that I can make this argument, and I didn't say definitively whether I believed one or the other was more dangerous than democracy. I did say that I don't believe either of them are going to destroy democracy. Both sides are telling us the other guy is the end of the republic. But, you know, they're both lame duck presidents. They're going to be in there 4 years. Their opponent, political opponents are going to be announced 2 years later. There'll be a new Congress in 2 years later. And we have strong institutions in our country. We have judiciary, that we have the press to some extent, we've got Congress, and you have the military. You've got a lot of institutions that are bulwarks against a tyrant coming in and taking over democracy. So I don't think that's going to happen. I think we're all being told each one is a threat because it's a way of using fear to force us into a binary choice where we're forced into the canal, into this channel that nobody wants to go to, where we either have to vote for the lesser of two evils, and nobody wants to do that. But it keeps them from, it keeps a lot of the public from considering people like me that I have a much higher popularity rating than either of these candidates. So more people would rather see me in office than, presumably, than either of them. But they're not going to vote for me because the, you know, the media and this whole sort of cartel from both sides is telling them, oh, you have to choose between these two guys. The other guy is so scary. Now, the point I made last night, and the way I'm very grateful, by the way, to Aaron Burnett, as you know.
All right, well, whatever. Now, I think he makes a good point, but I'm a little tired of you must pick the Republican or the Democrat or else the world will end. I agree with him completely there. But I don't know. I think he could easily play spoiler. You wonder, though, could he actually win a state?
Ooh, a state? I would say yeah.
I think he could win a state.
A state, I would think so.
You got to wonder what state that would be.
Yeah, that's...
Whew. It's not clear, but we'll see where this goes in here. Let's break down this Wall Street Journal poll. Got some time here.
All right.
The new Wall Street Journal poll of seven swing states has plenty of bad news for President Biden, who's trailing in six of the seven most important battlegrounds of the 2024 election. More broadly, it also has one piece of potentially devastating news for the party Biden leads. The pillars that hold up the Democratic coalition are showing fractures. This is stuff we've been talking about for a while now, Eddie. At this moment, under this president, the mix of Black, Latino, and young voters who have been crucial to electing Democratic candidates are withholding support from Biden or shifting towards Donald Trump. So they're either staying home or they're going towards Donald Trump or they're going with Cornel West, Jill Stein, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is a trend, though, that's particularly dramatic among men. By contrast, it is hard to find a group where Biden is improving on his standing from the 2020 election. So it's all bad news.
Not even with Latinos?
No, Latinos are going towards Trump.
Interesting.
The 7 months of campaigning and advertising to come might yet reassemble the Democratic coalition, like RFK Jr. was saying there. Fear, 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 fear. Particularly since many voters have yet to settle on a candidate. But Trump displays, you know, weaknesses that might keep him from fully capitalizing on the moment as well. But the poll suggests that Biden has the more challenging task ahead. Mm-hmm. Here's a look at some of the findings. They explain why the poll, which interviewed over 4,200 people, it's a pretty big poll, finds Biden leading in only a single tested state, Wisconsin, which I believe the Republicans had a pretty damn good night in Wisconsin last night.
I believe they did too, Joe.
Interesting. But Biden is trailing in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, North Carolina, Nevada, and Pennsylvania against Trump on a ballot with third party and independent candidates.
Pennsylvania.
So here's one of the big takeaways. Men are moving. This is what I've been saying, that the biggest political divide in America right now is men and women, in particular single men and women. But here's what the poll says. The gender gap has been a durable part of American politics for decades, but it now might be widening. The Journal poll finds Biden draws only 37% of men in the seven swing states on a ballot that includes only him and Trump. About the same as the 38% the Journal found in a poll of voters nationwide in February. Those are far weaker showings than the 46% of men Biden won in 2020. At the same time, Biden's hold among women is also weakening to about 50% support, down 4 percentage points between 2020 and February polls. But it is the men who are showing the greater shift away from Biden. In 2020, Biden won 55% of women and 46% of men, a gap of 9 points. In the Journal's national and swing state polls, that gap is now 13 points, due mostly to his deteriorating support among men. The next takeaway, minority voters shift towards GOP. Trump has support from 30% of Black men.
More than I thought. A lot higher than I thought.
Wow.
I thought maybe low 20s. Maybe.
30% of Black men supporting Trump, 47% of Latino men supporting Trump, according to this Journal survey.
Shocking, too.
Both remarkably high shares that might alarm the Biden campaign. Trump is winning Latino men outright, with Biden drawing only 40%. While it is impossible to compare the seven state poll to the national surveys from 2020, the new Journal survey makes it clear that Biden's political standing is weak among these groups. In 2020, Biden won 91% of Black voters of both genders. Well, he's now at 70% with Black men. That's not a 20-something point drop. Wow.
They buy gas too, Joey.
He also won 63% of Latino voters in 2020, compared with 45% of the Journal's national survey and 48% of the swing state sample. These are huge drops. Younger, older voters move opposite ways. Younger voters are another important part of the Democratic coalition that looks to be underperforming for Biden. He's winning only 50% of voters under the age of 30 in both recent Journal surveys, 10 percentage points more than Trump. In 2020, though, he won this group by 25 points.
Well,
so a 15-point drop.
Well, they've seen him in action and go, you know what? I'm not going to vote for you again.
But here's something that also doesn't shock me. By contrast, Biden appears to be holding his own among voters aged 65 and older.
You see that?
So the boomers and silent generation.
I ran across a few the last few days, yep. Yep.
Y'all are doing great things for the country, guys. While Trump's standing has deteriorated. No, I kind of agree with Tim Dillon these days.
Yeah.
That there's something going on with it. There are great people who are older. Age is just a number to some people. Don't get me wrong. But there is a certain mentality with that generation where they're just going to go to the wheels freaking fall off. And they don't care what burden they leave on the next generation.
They've got a ton of money.
Right.
They're some of the worst, man.
Anyway, sorry if I offended, I suppose. Yeah. But Biden's share of seniors has been about 48% of the Journal's national and swing state polls, in line with his 2020 showing. Trump, on the other hand, is drawing about 46% of seniors in the two Journal polls, down from 51% in 2020. Put another way, Trump won seniors by about 3 points while still losing the election. The new polls show him losing by about 2 points among seniors, a group that makes up about 28% of the electorate, more than twice the size of the under 30 voters. That's interesting.
Very interesting.
And you know what it is? People who are 65 and older tend to still watch corporate news and trust corporate news.
Good point, Joey. But their savings, their retirement, their Social Security, all that, and the cost of living have been taking a hit for the last couple of years. How do they not see that?
Well, because, again, the fear campaigns that you are probably risk averse at that point in life. Most folks are. Don't blame people for that. So even if you're losing a little bit, you don't want to do a big change because a big change, you don't know, the devil you don't know, so to speak.
Exactly right. You're right. Man.
The Journal poll also finds that the electorate is unhappy with its options in the election, as swing state voters have an unfavorable view of both Trump and Biden. That is one reason that 15% of voters, when given the choice, opt for an independent or third party candidate.
Woo. Just to put it in there. None of the above.
That is a big enough share to swing the election in close states. RFK Jr., the scion, one of the most famous families in American history, presents the biggest wild card among the alternative candidates. He is drawing as much as 15% of the vote in Nevada, 12% in Michigan, and only 7% in Pennsylvania and 8% in Georgia.
And that's not one part or the other. That's entire...
Right. Well, then that's the game. That's really the question is, who's he pulling?
That's what I'm wondering. I could see him pulling from both.
I agree. Completely
agree. To be honest.
Yeah. I've described myself as politically homeless. I tend to think I would be somebody RFK Jr. would be courting.
Mm-hmm.
And I go back and forth, honestly. And also, I'm well aware of in Alabama. Who's going to win the state of Alabama in the 2024 presidential election, Eddie?
Well, that would be Donald Trump, Joey.
There are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
That's right. And, speaking of Trump, he's saying stuff that just, you got to think, pisses people off. For instance, he put this out at, one of his rallies in Wisconsin. I believe this was last night. Let's listen in.
We were headed until we got sidelined by a wonderful election. Wasn't that wonderful? Remember at 10 o'clock, everyone's calling me. They're saying, congratulations, sir. The biggest people, congratulations, sir. I said, yeah, but these people are cheaters. But I don't like to accept anything yet. And then at 3:02 in the morning, a lot of dumps happened. A lot of bad things happened. But you know what? The good news is we've seen how bad they are, and because of that, there's more spirit now than ever before. Because of that, we'll be able to do things to make our country great again that we probably could have never really done had it been a more traditional turnover. So,
so he's not backing away from that message by any means.
Well, you can't, can you?
Well, no.
You got to double down on it, but you know.
And I don't think it's just a matter of ability or desire.
Mom's going to say, what the hell are you doing? You embarrassed me.
You know how many times I've said that, Joey.
I didn't know that's going to start that way, but...
Yeah.
No, but this is Trump leaning into, you know, you bought a Trump Bible for your buddy in Jamaica. Well, there are a lot of folks upset that Trans Visibility Day, whatever the heck that means.
On Easter.
It was on Easter. A lot of people upset with that. Well, here's Trump's riposte to that.
Mom's going to say, what the hell are you doing? You embarrassed me. You embarrassed me. No, the papers, the fake news will say it was tremendous dissension. Tremendous. Yeah, one guy, and he's now scared stiff because he's got to go home to his mother. The mother will say, I saw you on television. You embarrassed me. With your support, we're going to win the Wisconsin Republican primary in a landslide. That'll be in a few hours.
Which they did.
On November 5th, we are going to win this state. We're going to win the White House, and we are going to save our country. We're going to save our country. And what the hell was Biden thinking when he declared Easter Sunday to be Trans Visibility Day? Such total disrespect to Christians. And November 5th is going to be called something else. You know what it's going to be called? Christian Visibility Day, when Christians turn out in numbers that nobody has ever seen before. Let's call it Christian Visibility Day.
There you go, folks. Just setting the table for these months ahead. It's going to be crazy.
He ain't hurting for material.
We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we have some exciting news to share with you. We've been serving the state of Alabama for many, many years, and now we are able and ready to offer the same great mortgage financing in Georgia and Florida as well.
Our company may be Alabama Home Mortgage, but now we can finance your Georgia home mortgage and your Florida home mortgage too. We couldn't be more excited to extend our customer base to our neighboring states. For years, we have had customers call us in hopes we could assist them with purchasing their vacation cabin in North Georgia or their dream home in Florida. And now we can. For those of you who have family and friends that live in Florida and Georgia, be sure to tell them the good news.
Whether you are looking to purchase or refinance a home located in Alabama, Georgia, or Florida, you owe it to yourself to give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time.
It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Call Prune Masters, the professional pruners with over 30 years of experience, and that's all they do. To find out how you can get your hedges professionally pruned, call 220-2200 for a free estimate. Prune Masters, 220-2200.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The premier place the river region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Clark.
local airways. Online, we're calling it Joey Clark Live. And appreciate all the love out there and the hate, too.
Like I say, don't forget the hate.
The love and the hate come together.
Don't forget the hate.
I don't know what happens. That is definitely part of what happens. Hey, you know who's bringing us this part of the program?
Who that?
Pest Pro Services.
Dude, that's great folks over there, Joey.
Really great folks. Ashley and that team are ready to help you out. Who was the first guy you met from Pest Pro years ago?
That would be, well, the first person.
Was it Zach?
Was Ashley, and then she introduced me to Zach, and then I met Jonathan. I think I've met probably five or six people that involved with Pest Pro, and every one of them do not surprise me how professional they are. Ashley brings them in, and she looks for the top quality people to begin with, and then she likes people that are like-minded like her, that are really into customer service.
There you go.
So I've enjoyed my time with them. In fact, I got an update on the whole mosquito thing.
Yeah.
You know, we had it sprayed last Thursday. I've been there every day since then. Have not seen but a couple of mosquitoes, but nobody's gotten bit.
That's amazing.
And I've got
to ask. And you're right next to the water.
Yeah, I'm right on the water. I got woods all around me, so it was a mosquito haven. But I've got to ask Jonathan, the few mosquitoes I've seen, they look like they're on the outs. Looks like they're having some issues.
Yeah, they're having a little trouble.
So I'm very, very pleased with that mosquito service. I don't want my guests or my grandchildren to get ate up with bugs.
So, folks, yeah, if you want to actually enjoy your backyard or your place on the lake or maybe the front porch, maybe you're tired of spraying grandma with off. Why not get your yard treated for those mosquitoes? You put money into your yard, I'd imagine.
Yep.
Why not be able to enjoy it during these wet, hot months ahead? But, of course, when it's wet and hot, termites like that environment
as
well.
Yes, they do, Joey.
And Pest Pro can do, a free termite inspection. You got to ask them, but that termite inspection is very wise to get done because homeowners insurance doesn't cover termite.
Correct.
Treatment or damage repairs.
Correct.
And damage repairs are much more expensive than the treatment. You might as well go ahead and get it done, and Pest Pro Services can help you there, as well as all your pest control needs. We've only scratched the surface. Why don't you make them your everyday pest control company?
I would. Works for me.
So that number, 265-9990, that's 265-9990, or you can always go to ppsriverregion.com or just search Pest Pro Services on the Book of Faces. What do you want to know? Call a pro. Pest Pro Services, and be sure to tell them that Joey and Eddie, those fellas on the radio, sent you. 272-9228. Now, should we check in on what some of the other side is saying?
I think we should. It's very important to hear both sides, Joey.
Yes. Now, I'm not going to a politician because I played Hillary Clinton yesterday. And it's really, after ranting and raving about it and saying she was some blood-sucking thing.
Yeah.
I think, actually, they need to trot Hillary out more often.
Dude, I seen her.
Because she makes the case for Biden all the much worse. When Jimmy Fallon, what a tough interview. Okay, Hillary, what about all these people who don't want to vote here? Hey, Quest, give me a beat.
Right.
What about all these people that say they, 70% of people, Hillary, don't want to vote for Trump or Biden? What do you say to them? And she said something to the effect, well, they should just get over themselves.
That's kind of why I heard it.
Oh, miserable. Please, though, keep saying crap like that. You're going to drive people far, far away. No, it must be a binary choice where fear is instilled in your heart.
Plus, she's so hard on the eyes. It's hard to look at her. You know, some people are easy on the eyes.
Sure.
Not that one.
Yeah.
Not that one. You kind of squint so you don't have to see so much.
Yeah, so I don't want to go to Hillary. There's a bunch of clips of Biden at some speech press conference today where he's slurring his words. I'm like, well, it's Wednesday,
right,
ain't it?
Correct, thank you.
Yeah, if it's not a big speech where he has to be, on, it's awful to watch. It's awful to watch when he's on, so to speak, because he's on something.
Do you know, did they ever release the transcripts with him and his doctor? That recent...
I don't know.
I'm just curious. The one that... I can't think of his name. But the one that basically said that he's incompetent, but we can't charge him because he's an old man.
No, but the guy I think we need to go to, do you know the name Andrew Weissman?
That sounds very familiar.
Yeah, he was one of the pit bulls on the Mueller team.
Ooh.
He's also one of the guys I think was one of the lead prosecutors on the Enron case.
Okay.
And so he's a top flight sort of headhunter in the legal business, I'll put it that way. This guy gets paid by the scalp.
Hmm.
But, it's all about justice, right?
I don't know if that's the case, Joe.
But here is Andrew Weissman talking to Wolf Blitzer.
How's a wolf doing?
I don't know. Let's pull him up. Look at that guy. It's like the Santa Claus of corporate news.
Yeah, I'll give him that.
And actually, wasn't both Tucker and Chris Cuomo saying Wolf Blitzer actually was kind of pretty cool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think someone else said the same thing. It wasn't what they thought he was.
Like, he's very serious about his job, and I'd imagine it's pretty high pressure, so you can be a bit of a prima donna.
Right.
But they said Wolf was a pro in a lot of ways, though he clearly knows what not to say.
He knows how to play it.
He knows how to play the game, yeah. Yes. So here's Wolf Blitzer talking to Andrew Weissman about, Trump could be looking at jail time because of the horse-faced Stormy Daniels. Let's listen in together, folks.
Portrayal of what happened. But having said that, there are obviously going to be witnesses who gather a lot of attention, whether it's David...
I thought Hillary was hard to listen to.
Pecker, the person who was running the National Enquirer, that's alleged to have taken a position to help Donald Trump to keep information from becoming public. It's sort of a bizarre thing for a news organization to be doing, to not only keep information, but to doing it on behalf of one party, not doing it in a bipartisan way.
Wait. Are you telling me catch and kill tactics by the media? Nobody ever does that. Media organizations don't, especially the nationals, don't collude to have a story but not report on it.
Dude, they do stories about a story.
Right. No, and didn't we just have the conversation with Jeff Ford at the beginning of the show about that police video that was leaked that 1819 posted exclusively?
Mm-hmm.
Like, all these other companies clearly had access to the video. It's on Twitter.
Nah.
And they won't.
Nah, I can't find it.
So what are you talking about, catch and kill? Twitter, literally, Twitter 1.0 destroyed the Hunter Biden laptop story.
Yep.
Like, they do this all the time. This is just part of the...
part of the system, dude.
The trade, the cloak and dagger sort of stuff. That, anyway, let's keep listening to this guy.
Stormy Daniels will obviously be an important witness to set the predicate for the hush money payments. And then, of course, Michael Cohen, because he is at the heart of this. So I think those will be important witnesses, but so I think you're going to hear a lot about the documents and how they corroborate all of those witnesses in the substance of what they put forth. And obviously, those witnesses will be subject to enormous cross-examination, particularly Michael Cohen.
Good point. If Trump were to be convicted in this case, what kind of penalty potentially could he be looking at?
You know, he could be looking at jail. This is one where the judge, I think, is going to be looking at the rule of law to see how other people were treated, other people with a similar criminal background. I think this is an area where Donald Trump's pretrial behavior is going to be relevant. If you have someone who's contrite, if you have someone who shares that he's respectful of the rule of law, that this was an aberration, that is something that the court can take into account. But if you think that the defendant actually is running basically as an outlaw and is basically thumbing his nose at the judicial process, and it shows no sign of remorse and essentially is a recidivist, those are factors that a judge can consider. And
I'm sorry. This nation was founded by outlaws who said F you to a corrupt judicial system and a corrupt political system. It's a feather in Trump's cap. And it's why I think some of these poll numbers, especially with young folks, doesn't matter what you look like. I guess if you're a young woman, you don't like it that much.
Not as much.
And honestly, I see the treatment some young ladies get online. It ain't pretty.
Dude, I could... yeah.
It ain't pretty at all.
It ain't pretty.
So I kind of get it. But it's just... really? This is all they got?
Okay, what do they got? They got an old hooker and a disbarred lawyer. They walk in a bar. I mean, they got a bad
joke.
She
wasn't a hooker. She was a porn star.
Did she get paid to have sex?
On camera for artistic purposes.
Okay.
You really are a theocrat. Let's go to David. Hey, David, how you doing?
Does that guy not remind you of Squig's work?
It's like Milhouse from The Simpsons has grown up.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. That's all I can think of when that guy was talking.
Well, and it looks like they based Squidward off this guy to an appearance. Dang God.
I know.
They leaning into the character, man.
I could just hear him sitting there, Walsh, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Pretty good.
Oh, wow.
That's unbelievable. And for someone to sit there and talk about how Trump is thumbs his nose at the rule of law, yeah, like the Democrat Party in general doesn't do that on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Right.
Anyway, have a good one, guys.
See you, Dave. Yeah, as our good friend Jeff Dice keeps saying, dropping pretenses. That's what's happened. We've dropped our pretenses when it comes to politics. And more folks, I would hope, are starting to see what I've been saying for some time now, that politics is fundamentally force and fraud. Doesn't mean there can't be good people that make good things happen on the margins.
Right.
But at the end of the day, this is not some polite dinner party we're going to. I'm sorry, this isn't like Greek life. And by the way, maybe it is like Greek life because there's some nasty crap that happens behind the scenes.
The machine. I've heard.
I think you and I look. You and I look pretty good in black robes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Black is very slimming.
Yeah, we both need it. Right. Me more than you these days. But.
Very slimming.
Yeah.
That's why judges wear them.
Hey, we got to hit another break.
Right.
Wait, you calling all these? You calling?
You gonna call a judge fat?
You calling a judge chubby?
Nope.
I saw James Anderson the other day. He looks very slim.
Very slim, does he?
He looks great. I mean, look at he must work out.
Did he have his robe on?
No. No, he didn't.
And he still looks slim.
Right.
Good deal.
Well, hey, this part of the program, though, brought to you by Montgomery Men's Health. And guys, two things can happen as we men mature. Erectile dysfunction and low testosterone. And it's nothing to deny, put off, be ashamed about, and certainly not something to wait to get fixed. Guys hate going to the doctor. I get it. I hate going to the doctor, too. But Montgomery Men's Health was created to take care of guys just like us.
That's right.
And when it comes to, those bedroom issues, the reality is pills often quit working. And guys start making excuses for not coming to bed. Did you know studies are actually showing that men will be more irritable and argumentative before bed just to avoid failing at intimacy?
I've heard this.
No one can be like something that's just like, I don't even want to go there.
Right.
So I'm going to pick a fight and we'll go to bed angry, which is not great advice.
I don't think so, but...
So fellas, if you're lacking motivation, energy, you're always tired, you're having a low sex drive, you just don't feel like you used to, like you're walking through life in a fog. Well, knowing whether or not you have low T is huge in combating some of these issues. And the providers there at Montgomery Men's Health will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation for only $99. And at Montgomery Men's Health, they have low T treatments that can truly change lives. Men can experience higher energy, better gains in the gym.
Brother.
That's right, brother. Better mental clarity, improved sleep patterns, a faster metabolism. You usually even notice an increased libido.
That's all right there.
And it's all right. You can actually book the same day that you call. Guys, it's time to feel amazing and hit your goals this year. That number, 440-3663. That's 440-3663. Or you can go to MontgomeryMensHealth.com to book your appointment today. We'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Some much cooler air is funneling into the state, which means some cool days and some cold nights ahead. Today's high temperature in the upper 60s is way below normal for this late in the season. A little breezy, good bit of sun. Tonight, mostly clear and chilly. Overnight low temperature falls to about 43. I think we'll be in the upper 60s again on Thursday and Friday with lots of sun. In fact, the nights on Thursday and Friday night will fall to the upper 30s. Then a little warmer over the weekend. From the National Tropical Weather Conference, this is Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Ernest.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
How are you going to use your tax refund? New flooring? New countertops? Carol's Carpet Flooring America is locally owned and operated by local experts, so you can achieve the most beautiful and updated looks while supporting your community. You'll enjoy personalized service that you'll not find anywhere else. They can make your dreams come true with top-of-the-line hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, and luxury vinyl. They have everything you need in flooring. Go to carolscarpetmontgomery.com or visit their showroom on the Northeastern Boulevard. What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 240-2223.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Vedder still in the studio with me.
Hey, Joe.
How you doing, Eddie?
Hi.
You know, I got like four songs done now.
And like the one that I start each hour with, that's completely done.
Really?
They're singing on and everything.
You're going to make a
that one, too, that I just came into. I've got it full. I don't think... I just feel embarrassed, though, sharing with folks. They're like, that's the jackass on talk radio.
Yeah,
like,
listen to this jam.
Right. Last time somebody in Alabama politics did something like that was Cliff Sims when he released a very sweet song about his daughter. Everybody's making fun of it.
Yeah, that didn't go too well, Joey.
I thought it was good.
Well, that's the artist in you, Joey.
Yeah, no, like, a-holes in the political world, man. Like, miserable people. Hey, let's go to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray.
Ray Bowles, how you doing, buddy?
Man, I am doing good. We got good news and bad news.
Uh-oh.
The bad news is somebody found the troll yesterday.
Somebody found the troll? Wow.
Well, Monday. I keep thinking today's Tuesday. I'm a day behind.
Okay.
They found it on Monday evening.
Cool.
So The bad news is the search is over. The good news is there was a lucky winner that got $1,000, and he planned on going to Florida with it.
Oh, ooh, all right.
Nice. Good choice.
Yeah.
It was a really fun little thing we did. We might just do that again next Easter. I think that was something that the entire community had fun looking for.
Good deal, man.
Well, I'm glad it went well. I'm glad there was a lucky winner. And you still selling carpet?
We are. And the truth is that nobody at the store knew where that thing was, including myself.
Well,
I told Morgan, leave it out of the store. I don't want to have to lie to folks unless I don't know where it is.
Oh, I'm glad you guys had a real good contest, man. I know you had a lot of people in Prattville looking for that.
Hey, you know, look, I'm not great about trying to advertise on Facebook and promote on Facebook. I got people that do that. And I think we had like two followers before we started. We had 1,700 afterwards.
Wow. That's good, Ray.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
That's good, buddy.
I'm not on Facebook, never been on Facebook, don't understand it. I don't understand why you want to know, let everybody know when you're going to the bathroom.
Well, somebody's got to look at the delicious meal I'm eating.
Some of my best tweets have been on the toilet.
I don't get why you want everybody to know every aspect of your life.
Yeah, I agree. I do agree.
Yeah. Mine would be so boring. I just literally go home. We talk. We go to bed. We get up. We go back to work.
See, if you put that out there, people would go, he's lying. He's hiding something. There's more to me than that.
Get him!
That's right.
Hey, look, if y'all need a floor, call us, 285-8117. We're going to come out and give you a free measurement. Next thing you know, you got a new floor down. Just that simple.
And be sure when you call 285-8117 to tell them you heard Ray Balls on the radio with Joey and Eddie.
Guys, y'all have a great afternoon.
You too, Ray. See you, brother.
Now, we have a Katy Britt clip.
Okay.
You want to watch the Katy Britt clip?
You know I'm down for some Katy.
Yeah. Let's listen in to Alabama's junior senator. She's going to tell a little story here.
Okay.
I encourage you on building relationships that are built on both trust and respect.
Now, this is only in one channel, so it makes me think, do the people out there in Radio Land hear it?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. Let's keep going.
Respect. Some of my very best friends in the United States Senate are people who I don't share political views with, one of which is Senator John Fetterman from Pennsylvania. John and I became, everybody knows John, right? We became friends at freshman orientation in November and maintained that friendship through. They don't tell you this, but when you're a new senator, they put you in the basement of Dirksen, which means that you have cinder block walls, no windows, and a lack of air conditioning. Well, John and I were down there together. And as we worked through, and I told you, as I was thinking about how am I approaching this? How am I going to make a difference? He was doing the same thing. And we bonded. And when he was brave enough to say, I have some mental health challenges and I am going to seek help because treatment works, he invited me to Walter Reed to visit him. And I thought for him to trust me enough to be in that space with him is incredibly humbling and something I will absolutely never forget. So whether it's John or Patrick Leahy's new senator in his seat, Peter Welch of Vermont, or whether it is Cory Booker of New Jersey, these are some of my greatest friends in the United States Senate. And while we might not agree on much politically, we all took the same oath of office. We are all united under one flag, and we all have a deep love for our country that supersedes which side of the aisle that we fall on. And by getting in the same room, having real conversations, we end up finding common ground that we otherwise would have never known we had. And where those things overlap, that's where you have to march forward.
Well,
kind of touching. She reached out to Fetterman.
Let's go to Eric the Dog. Hey, Eric the Dog.
What up, dog?
Hola. You know, I'm about tired of that lady. What she should have said is, while me and him were both down there waiting on Mitch's phone call, he told me that he needed a Xanax. Stop it, man. Seriously. I mean, come on. Stop the dramatic voice. Stop it. Stop it. It makes you seem very disingenuous. And how are you going to tell somebody else's mental health business?
Well, everybody got to know he had a stroke.
Yeah. He volunteered to check himself in there.
And actually, Fetterman kind of seems to be better than Dr. Oz would have been.
Well, the one thing that she did say is treatment works. And look at Fetterman now compared to Fetterman when he went in. And I got to agree with her on that 100%.